Live.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, inside hour number two of the program, the Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also get interactive with us on the website. Log on at freetalklive.com and grab some archives. The last 6 days worth of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. Downloadable 24 hours a day, no membership fee required.
That's right. That means every day of the week you can hear the smooth, chocolatey sounds of my voice.
That's true.
Because there will always be a Friday archive.
That's right.
On freetalklive.com.
You could play it in repeat if you really wanted to.
Get the podcast, download it to your iPod,
yes.
Put it in repeat, and just stick it in your car. It's all
if
you need
geek
to hear.
Enough. If you're geek enough, you can get the podcast.
Yeah.
You have to be a little bit geek to get that.
I guess.
Yeah.
Lots of cars have MP3 players now. I mean, just about.
That's true.
If you buy a, I don't know about a new car, but I know that if you buy a stereo from the car stereo store or Sound Advice or Best Buy or any of those places, that almost all of them that aren't the lowest category of stereo have an MP3 player. So you can burn the show onto a CD, or several shows. You can
burn
all six.
You can put a whole week's worth, at least, onto a CD.
You can put all six on a CD and then take that CD with you and just play it in your car.
That way you don't have to listen to the rest of the drivel on talk radio, or even worse, music radio during the daytime.
Music radio really, really stinks now.
Yeah, it really does.
I mean,
I don't miss
I used
it one
to
bit.
Love my radio stations when I was a kid, but man, they all play the same thing over and over again. Clear Channel has just turned it all into vanilla pablum.
Well, there's
they all are kind of going that same direction.
Well, Clear Channel sets the market.
What is it? Does that Marilyn Manson cover of Personal Jesus? And it plays.
Are you talking about like a new song? Because again, I'm so out of touch.
Yeah, I don't know how recent it is, but the rock station, the local rock station here, plays it every hour.
Jeez.
Yeah, man. Every hour.
That is their heaviest category. Rock stations shouldn't be doing that. CHR stations play their songs about once every 2 hours. They're A songs.
Yeah.
But
CHR
wow.
means contemporary.
Contemporary hits radio.
Rock.
But no, it's not rock. You can't qualify Britney Spears as rock.
That's the
Outkast as rock. No, that's not what it is. It's contemporary hits radio.
So, anyway, for people
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show.
I'll tell you what, I don't know. Let's just clarify that right now.
So, yeah, we can actually have some sort of higher conversation on this program, and you could lead us there if you'd like to.
1-800-259-9231.
Of course, it's Friday night. We have a little bit more fun on Friday nights because Scott's here at Scott Fridays.
Yes. Scott is fun, if nothing else.
That's true.
He laughs like a bowl full of jelly.
I shake when I laugh like a bowl full of jelly. I don't laugh like a bowl full of jelly because that would be a very, very, I don't know, I'd be a unique trait to be able to have.
It would sell for a lot more if you had jelly that actually laughed.
Laughing jelly.
So, talking about George W. Bush, but first need to tell you that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that is toll-free, 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. So if you're sick and tired of the big government mess that we have in this country and you're willing to finally do something about it, you really should. You owe it to yourself to look into the Free State Project because we're all going. We're all members.
Yes, we are.
Now, they're not just a sponsor. They're not just sponsors, we're members. Kind of like the Hair Club for Men, I guess.
Mm.
But a lot
it's
more
a Freedom
fun.
Club for Men.
Right.
Or people.
George W. did his inaugural address yesterday. We've been just picking it apart piece by piece. I don't think there's a sentence in his speech that doesn't deserve to be, contradicted, to be talked about, to be dissected. And so that's what we're going to do here. If you want to interrupt the show, though, take control. 1-800-259-9231. If this bores you to tears, don't tune out. You can literally bring up anything, personal, political, anything, at 800-259-9231. So, apparently George was seeking to soften an image sometimes seen as aggressive around the world. Bush said that America does not want to impose, quote, our own style of government on the unwilling. So,
great.
We're going to impose a style of government on them, and that's democracy. Because technically, our own style of government is supposed to be a representative republic. Of course, if you listen to George W. Bush or any of the other politicians in Washington, D.C., they'll tell you that it's a democracy. They'll
tell you
over and over and over again, like they don't know any better. Maybe they don't. Maybe they really don't know any better. Maybe they really believe it's a democracy.
That's what everyone's raised to believe in this country, so it's very possible. Everyone's raised to believe we live in a democracy, a democratic free society. No.
So
no, that's not true at all.
No, not at all. And while he led the nation into wars in Afghanistan and Iraq during his first term, he said that spreading freedom is not primarily the task of arms. So he means that maybe it's secondarily the task of arms, that you need to have weapons to spread freedom? No, George, you don't understand what freedom is. You don't understand how inspirational it can be. If we were actually a free nation, if we actually were somewhat like what we were 200 years ago, as far as size of government, I'm not talking about an agrarian culture or industrial age or anything like that. If we were anything like, if we had anything like the level of freedom we did back then, everyone in the world would want their country to be
our form of government.
Right. It's being a good example. It's the same thing as, you know, being a good example to your children. You know, being a good example to your friends and your family and the people that could possibly look up to you. And we're not that way now. George Bush's idea of spreading freedom does have a lot to do with arms. He's being a little dishonest here. It has a lot to do with it, because he thinks that you can spread freedom, I mean, whether he really believes this or not, this is what he says. He says that you can spread freedom by going into other countries, giving them a choice, as he put it before, between freedom and oppression, and then when they choose oppression, going in and forcing freedom on them, which is just the utmost, the pinnacle, the apex of irony and just twistedness. This is not what America is about.
Isn't that, by its very nature, just as oppressive as what it is that he was getting rid of?
I don't know about just as oppressive.
Perhaps it's worse. They're not invading here.
Perhaps in the long run, the individuals there, even if they end up with the exact same style of government as the United States, may have a few more individual freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
But just the act that he's taking to force that government upon a group of people who have claimed to not want it is just as oppressive as whatever regime they were already living under.
Well, I don't know if they've claimed... I don't know if the Iraqis claim to not have wanted us to come in, because would they have wanted that? And some do and some don't. But the thing is I believe that a point on this, and this is my point of view, mm-hmm. is you can't give freedom to anyone. They have to take it. They have to want it. It has to be something they claim for themselves.
It seems to me that there's no doubt that Iraq is less free today than it was 2 years ago.
I don't know.
Saddam Hussein was not machine-gunning cars in the streets. I mean, there's a story that I found that I have yesterday that's sitting in my prep for tonight, if we get to it, which we probably won't.
Right.
There's a story about a couple days ago, there's a car coming down one of the roads in Iraq, and the U.S. military just let into it, opened fire, murdering the the driver and the woman in the passenger seat. I guess it was her husband and wife team, and they had their kids in the back of the car. Now, the kids survived, so they managed
Thank
to...
Thank goodness.
Well, yeah, I guess, but they managed to live through the violent, gore-filled deaths of their parents at the hands of the United States troops.
Yeah, thank goodness those kids are still alive to remember that every day for the rest of their lives.
Well, we don't want them dead, do we?
I don't know.
I mean, U.S. probably
does. Add them to the hundreds of thousands of Iraqis that have died while we were giving them freedom.
Yeah. So I don't personally think that Iraq is any more free, and it's certainly, in my opinion, much less free. Saddam Hussein didn't put up checkpoints in his country. He just kind of kept to himself, you know, maybe killed a few people here and there, and did his little dictatorship thing and enjoyed his women fanning him and giving him grapes and that sort of thing. That's the kind of guy he was, from what I can tell. I mean, I'm sure he was a bad, bad man, but what we're doing is worse. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming, make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear, or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizedDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to downsizedc.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit downsizedc.org and send Congress a message. That's www.downsizedc.org. Don't censor our programs.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the word you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, personal, political, whatever it is that's on your mind. It's Friday night. Maybe you're out and about. Traveling, out with the friends, drinking, smoking, etc.
Telling lies.
Yeah. We want you to be a part of the show. I mean, literally anything. It doesn't have to be political. We're being political tonight, but that's just because we're in control right now. So whatever you want to do, you can take control of the airwaves.
At any time.
That's right. 1-800-259-9231. Also, you can log on and get interactive with us online on the bulletin board system. We have got thousands of posts for you to look through there, hundreds of users, all kinds of different topics, different forums for you to post in, and it's a lot of fun. It's also free. It's very easy to register, very quick. You can also take part in some of the polls that are on the bulletin board system. You can create your own poll. You could create a Is Manwich a Good Guy poll if you want to, or
what fun that would be.
Do you like Manwich? Or anything you want to.
Or should Manwich change his name because it's a little foo-foo?
Hormel's going to sue us at some point.
So you can do
Why
that.
Why not? They sued Spam Arrest.
Online at freetalklive.com, the bulletin board system. So check that out. All right. Getting back to this speech by George Bush yesterday, the inaugural address.
Hold on. I just want to clarify. It would be Hunts that sues you, not Hunts. Hormel. Yeah, Hunts, Manwich.
Oh. I've been saying Hormel for a long time.
I wonder if the owner of the company's first name is Mike.
You never know.
All right. So anyway, George Bush in his speech yesterday said that his goal is apparently to help others find their own voice, to attain their own freedom, and to make their own way. That's George Bush's goal. Isn't that nice? It sounds so great. It's too damn bad I have to pay for it. Why don't you help me by making government smaller and making it so that we don't have to get taxed to death to support your little plans, George?
Right. All these plans to spread freedom just mean tyranny for the American people. More tyranny, because he's going to tax, he's going to do more deficit spending mm-hmm. in order to make these plans come true, and then our children, us and our children, will have to pay it off later.
Apparently he never mentioned Iraq or Afghanistan in his speech, but he was interrupted more than 24 times by applause. Now, do you think that might be because they only let Bush supporters into this event?
Oh, absolutely.
He spoke of the more than 1,360 U.S. troops who have died in Iraq, saying that the nation honored the sacrifice of those who have, quote, shown their devotion to our country in deaths that honored their whole lives, all 18 years of it.
I'm sure that probably got just about the loudest applause.
Most likely.
The entire night.
Everybody probably has the support our troops.
Why couldn't they give those people guns? All those people guns, send them over to Iraq. All those people that are so happy about that frickin' war.
Yeah.
And send them over there.
I don't know, man. Doesn't make sense. So
it doesn't make any sense to me.
I think that's an insult, personally, to say that their deaths in Iraq honored their entire lives. In their 18, 19, 20 years, because I would guess that's probably the average ages of the people who've died over there. In their 18, 19, 20 years, they got to experience life. They got to, you know, just barely maybe go out on a few dates with the opposite sex. They got a taste of what a little bit of freedom might actually be like. It's an insult to these people that they were sent off to die for George Bush's cause.
I want to go back to what Manwich just said about giving guns to the people who are all gung-ho support our troops and sending them over there. I want the army that was sent to Iraq to be made up entirely of metalheads, rednecks, and soccer moms. That would be the greatest army ever.
Why metalheads?
Because I don't know if you've been to... Well, no, you haven't been to many metal concerts recently, but there's a lot of pro-war, the operation in Iraq screaming that goes on at concerts.
I see.
Really?
Yeah.
Screaming?
Screaming by the bands, usually.
Really?
Yeah.
But which bands? Name names. I want to make sure they're not in my music bed list.
Let's see. Saliva was one of them.
Oh, okay.
Godsmack.
Okay, not in my music list.
Yeah, let's see. I can't even remember.
They've got to be very popular in WARL land, though.
I don't
Boston
even...
band, right?
Who, Godsmack?
Yes.
I have no idea where they're from.
I thought they were from Orlando.
No, I don't believe so. Maybe. Who knows?
Shows how long it's been since I've been a rock jock.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know anything. But, yeah, so metalheads, rednecks, and soccer moms. That would be the greatest army ever. With no basic training, just give them guns and send them out in the field. And keep all of the current officers and, you know, not drill sergeants, but platoon leaders and things like that in mm-hmm. place, just giving them orders.
And let everyone else come home.
Exactly. Let the rest of them come home. I don't mean add to the forces that are over there. That'd be ridiculous.
You know, what would be an honor to the people in the military right now is to withdraw from Iraq. Is to bring them all home. Actually, to withdraw from all the 135 nations that we currently occupy as though we are the Roman Empire. That would be a real honor to them. That would say, we're going to do something somewhat constitutional and bring you home.
And hopefully you'll live.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to spend time with your family.
And maybe
earn money.
Maybe make it to 45, 60, 70, 80, 90 and actually enjoy the rest of your life instead of
dying, wasted for
bleeding
nonsense.
In the desert dirt in the hot sun.
But there's a lot of these poor brainwashed kids that would be upset about that.
Oh, certainly.
Lots of kids want to use guns.
They get over it, though. Once
they are free to join any mercenary group they want. They can go join the French Foreign Legion. if they want to do that. There's mercenary groups in Africa that they can sign up for if they'd like.
Yeah, good point. They could become a private merc here in this country and get hired out. 1-800, or they could just go travel to Iraq themselves and pick up some weapons and start trying to kill brown people then. And let's see how successful they are. War and the deaths of American troops have led to divisions at home, and Bush recognized the splits. He says this, quote, "We have known divisions which must be healed to move forward in great purposes, and I will strive in good faith to heal them. And if I won't be able to heal you, then we'll throw you in a concentration camp." Okay, so he didn't say that last part. But it could happen. We had somebody call the show a couple weeks ago, a few weeks back, that actually thought the idea of putting Muslim Americans into concentration camps was a good idea. How this man could consider himself an American, I don't understand. And this is one of Bush's supporters.
I'm sure Jose Padilla would argue that we're doing that already.
That's a good point. Anyway, he also recalled the days after the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks when Americans from all walks of life and political ideologies united, and our response came like a single hand over a single heart. Sounds awful communistic there, Bush. Bush also talked about, actually, what happened after September 11th was a bunch of individuals making individual decisions. They individually made choices as to what kind of charities they wanted to support. Some supported the Red Cross. Some might have supported local New York-based charities. Some might have just called friends and family and given them a little bit of money. Everybody made individual decisions after September 11th. The only people who made a one-hand-over-a-single-heart decision would be the government spending our money.
Yes.
That sounds so socialistic to me, doesn't that?
Does to me, too.
We all moved in tandem. We all moved in unison. We're all one.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with promoting the concept of unity in the time of a crisis.
Okay. I think that
I mean, I can understand if there's like something like that where there's a huge majority of the people who are feeling the same way to claim that, you know, most of America was working as one. And maybe they were all doing different things, but just to claim that a lot of people have the same sentiments, I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
The claim's not a problem. It's the coercion that goes into giving 300... How much did we give the tsunami victims?
350 million.
350 million.
It sounds awfully communistic to me. A single hand over a single heart. No, each individual made decisions. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
Hey, I'll tell you, I have lost over 40 pounds with Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, and my energy level is just incredible. With me is Carla Jarrett from Vim & Vigor. Hey, last weekend, I helped my neighbor move. It took maybe 3 hours of moving boxes. Then I mowed the lawn, which I never would have done before I lost that 40 pounds. And then after that, I went ahead and did my 20 minutes of cardio.
Wow.
My wife actually mentioned that she was kind of amazed that I did all of that and just kind of kept going.
Well, that's great, and just as a reminder, there's no stimulants in collagenate.
Right.
So it's not that you're taking stimulants, it's more that because you've lost weight, you have more energy and you're feeling better.
Absolutely. I'm sleeping better. I feel better during the day. I don't get as tired in the afternoons, and I'm able to do a lot more. Collagenate is safe, it's natural, it's healthy, and it's helped me to lose over 40 pounds now. Call and order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-THIN. 800-622-8446. You'll get $25 off your first three-month order. Order Vim & Vigor's Collagenate, 1-800-622-8446.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant super germs to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. The Friday night edition, Inside Out number 2. Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich.
Call in and talk about it. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind, you take control of the show. Also, don't forget, you can log on and get interactive with us on the website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got over 30 different women of all different ages, shapes, sizes, colors that listen to this show and that are proud enough that they listen to the show that they actually sent in their photograph. Now, right now on the Shrine, there is one photo that is under consideration of removal. She's the newest Shriner. She's the newest validated Shriner. And it's interesting because the validation thing was something we came up with to prevent fakers, people who are sending in pictures of women that they don't even know and pretending like that those women actually listen to the show. The idea behind validation is you take a picture of yourself with a sign of some sort, a piece of paper with Free Talk Live on it.
Right.
And at least something with FTL or Free Talk Live, doesn't matter what else it says.
There's lots of examples on the website.
Right. You can see it at freetalklive.com in the Shrine. And it's been successful so far. This is the first picture that I've seen where someone is trying to, I think, fake out the validation. And it seemed immediately, as soon as I looked at this picture, it looked fake. And we decided that we're not going to make an executive decision and just decide straight out that this is a fake picture. I, number one, gave Lindy, that's allegedly her name, gave her the opportunity to send us another picture. Just to extra validate.
A second validated picture.
Exactly. And I gave the listeners a chance to vote. So you can go to freetalklive.com, click on the Shrine, and then click on the link to the voting.
Save Lindy! Vote to save Lindy!
She's losing as of the beginning of the show. I haven't checked in the past couple hours, but right now most of our
listeners... Lindy could be a fraud!
I like the fact that you put in this validation system in order to avoid getting fake photos, and the fourth validated picture you get
is a fake.
Yeah, the fourth one is very possibly fake.
Well, there could only be so many like this, though. I mean, there can only be so many pictures out there of women holding pieces of paper to where someone could edit it, right?
It's hundreds. The nature of... computer stuff is that, you know, every time you figure out how to do something in the computer world,
the hackers
figure out some way to beat you.
Well, we haven't been beaten on this one. We put her up there because, well, she is validated, but we're asking our listeners to vote on it. So go to freetalklive.com, check out her picture. It is a little bit risque. There's no nudity, though. It's close, but there's no nudity there.
That depends on what you define as nudity.
Right. There's no... genitalia showing.
There's no... Yeah, there's the bathing suit parts are covered.
Issues, yeah, are showing there. So you can log on, check out her picture, and then cast your vote in the Free Talk Live poll. Okay?
But yeah, Ian, just to prove a point, I could send you, I don't know, 5 new validated pictures tonight. Just
with women holding pieces of paper.
That say Free Talk Live related things on them, yeah.
Oh, thank God, I thought you were going to send one.
No, of me, that's right, topless too. And I'll be holding the paper in various suggestive areas.
Like 4 or 5 pieces
of paper.
It'll
be great.
That's what censorship was designed for. 1-800-259-9231, 800.
Scott's shirt on.
And I'm glad to see it's being exercised on Free Talk Live.
1-800-259-9231. Again, you can take control of the show, bring up absolutely anything. Let's go to the phones. Rick in Wisconsin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Hey, you're on with Ian Manwich and Scott. Hello.
Hey, I haven't been privy to Scott before. This is the first time. How you doing, Scott?
All right, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What I wanted to talk about was a little bit of this Bush administration manifest destiny. A little bit kind of like...
That's a nice way to put it. I haven't heard that before, and I like it.
Well, yeah.
I may continue to use that, just so you know.
All right. Well, as long as you credit me, huh?
Maybe.
All right. Well, I enjoy listening to your guys' show, but what I wanted to say was that in my particular perception of this war, it has to do with a couple different things. Number one is the control of natural resources,
mm-hmm.
which we seem to be very good at. And the second is to make sure that American capitalism can be spread upon the whole entire world, which basically means that the people in Iraq can make sure they can have their Coca-Cola, Nike shoes.
Now,
and
wait a minute. Are you suggesting
McDonald's.
That's why we're in Iraq, so they can drink Coca-Cola over there?
Sure.
They were already drinking Coca-Cola before we invaded.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is it's even more so because, I mean, did you see what happened today when they said that only 90,000 people have signed up to make sure that they can vote? Or maybe that was, I don't know if that's right or not, but that was something I read earlier.
90,000 people have registered to vote? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I believe I read that.
Huh. I haven't heard. Actually, I didn't have a chance to do too much.
I've heard otherwise, but I've heard that the Iraqis are registering hand over fist, and of course, the 80% of the population is Shiite, so they have everything to gain from a democratic form of government, where they people vote and then the majority party winner goes right on in. So I can see why the Shiites would want that. The fact is that doesn't make any real sense for Iraq, and is all that's going to do is result in reverse tyranny for the Sunnis and the Kurds.
Well, yeah, that would only make sense that they would try to be fighting for their own particular land in the country. I mean,
I want to make it clear.
I
also,
think that's what should have happened in the first place. But our deal with Turkey before we ever went in—that Turkey gave us like four or five guys to go over there with—and our deal with Turkey was that we would not create a free Kurdistan. Because they have the Kurds in the southern portion of Turkey, and they don't want them seceding, or I would assume that they would take the bottom portion of Turkey and go. But that's what I was trying to avoid. So they didn't want us cutting up Iraq into its more tribal boundaries.
Correct. Well, I mean, that's the whole point. And I mean that's why we're still having fighting going on, is because that there's other people who are not happy with what is going on, other religious sects.
Well, obviously, I don't think anybody in this country would be too happy if China decided to come over here and invade us. I think the American people would probably continue to have insurgent attacks against the Chinese military.
They could carve out a piece of North Dakota as the Black Hills Mountain, give it to the American Indians. Would that be fun?
Well, look, I agree with what you guys are saying currently. I'm just saying is that I really think that anything that we're doing in the Middle East currently is strictly about the number one natural resource that is supposedly on the decline now, and that's oil. So,
I think you're right. I think that to some extent, it's the I don't think it's necessarily corporation driven. I just think that it's the desire to feed our system driven.
Yeah, I was going to say I don't understand that argument because what benefit does the government stand to benefit from having control of Iraq's oil?
Well, I mean, look at the Bush family. I mean, they have connections to oil, and they have other people that they know who are connected to oil.
Right.
So if you look at it's easy. Follow the oil connection.
Are they going to do? Are they going to sell the oil fields in Iraq to the Bush family's connections?
No. What they do is control the price of oil. This is why that we've had oil.
How? How do they control the price of oil?
This is why we have gasoline that's $2 a gallon.
How do they control the price of oil? I'm not saying I disagree with you necessarily. I'm just trying to understand.
By manipulating the world markets.
How? By going into Iraq, that doesn't affect the rest of the world. Venezuela still provides oil, and there's other countries that provide oil.
Well, yeah, did you just read about that? They talked about, I don't know where I read it today, but supposedly there's a deal between Venezuela and, it was on From the Wilderness, FTW.
10 seconds.
Mike, I forget his last name. The whole idea is that now... Well,
are you suggesting we're going to invade every oil-producing country?
Well, I would suggest yes.
I wouldn't put it past Bush. All right, Rick, fair enough. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you.
Well, thank you much.
1-800-259-9231. He certainly seems like he wants to invade virtually everyone. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Take control of the show. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. We've got at least another hour and 15 minutes here. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We do this show six nights a week. For your listening pleasure, it's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich. Monday through Friday, we're here from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And we also have a live Saturday show that we do from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So be sure you're here. And that's in the evening, by the way. So be sure you're here for every single moment of Free Talk Live.
You can listen to all those shows on our website at freetalklive.com through the live streaming. It's big, thick, powerful stream.
Yeah, we like it big and thick here.
It's a big, thick,
it's
powerful
like a milkshake.
Stream.
It's like a milkshake. It's as a matter of fact, it's the same size stream that we send to the satellite companies.
Uh-huh.
So you'll get the best stream as opposed to other
without all the
some
static
of the many other streams that we have.
Assuming you are outside on the outside edge of the local radio station that might carry the show. Or you're nowhere near a local radio station that would carry the show. If you're near a local station and the signal's good, tune into them because they need the support. They need to know that you appreciate them putting Free Talk Live on the air. In fact, if you're visiting some friends and family somewhere, you go back home and your local stations don't have Free Talk Live, call your local talk station during the week, during business hours, ask to talk to the program director or the general manager, and let them know that you really want to hear Free Talk Live on their station. Tell them you want that xenophobe bigot off the air, that savage guy, and tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live. We're targeting him this year. We're going for the number one contender.
I'm sorry, go ahead, man.
300 radio stations.
Yeah, over.
My God.
That's a good man to target. just the
big target.
Just the hatred that spews out of his mouth on a regular basis. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'd listen to. I'm sorry. I just got to bring this up now because you mentioned
sure.
it. But I've listened to his show a couple of times. But recently, I've started listening to it in the evenings because, unfortunately, in this area, I can't pick up the show in my car.
Yeah, in the area that we do the show from, we're not actually on during the week. We're on weekends.
Only on Saturday.
Yeah.
So normally, I'll listen to the Phil Hendry show and laugh.
Uh-huh.
But instead, every once in a while,
I just moan.
Shut up. So, but every once in a while, I want to listen to something different, and so I'll change the station and I'll hear Savage and just, oh my God, I've never heard a show with someone who just has absolutely no clue. That's just,
he's so vitriolic, so hate-filled, so angry.
He's just angry. He is. He's angry
too.
And he's angry and hateful. Yes,
just shows
Dr.
you that any
Savage.
Jackass can be a doctor.
It's true.
Yeah,
I'm tempted to pick up one of his books and just read it to find out
You're
what
a maniac.
It is. No, I just want to find out what it is that he's preaching to the world in a format where he gets to edit it. You know.
We are talking about on this show, when we do this show, it's open format. Anything goes. Free Talk Live literally means you can call in about anything at 1-800-259-9231. He's not going to let you do that. And most of the other talk show hosts in this nation are not going to let you do that. We will. We're not afraid of any issues on this program. So take control of the show, 1-800-259-9231. The most embarrassing thing about his show has to be his website.
Is it?
I understand that it's a radio show and you have to focus on your radio show and everything, but wouldn't you think a show with 300-plus affiliates would have at least a semi-decent site? His is a joke. If you go to michaelsavage.com, it forwards to somebody's weird domain website. I mean, it's just bizarre.
Like someone's Michael Savage fan page or something like that. It's ridiculous. Like on GeoCities.
Yeah, it's pathetic. It's an embarrassment. On this show, we give you so many different ways to interact with the program. Not only the phones, but also email at ftl@freetalklive.com. Not only that, the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. You not only can get interactive with us there, but every other person who's registered for
it's
the
It's a real radio bargain.
It really is.
Or if you want to get interactive, you're a lonely lady, you can always call me, and I'll get directly interactive with you right here.
How sad.
No, we're not afraid to talk about the competition or attack the competition, so he should know his days are numbered. All right? 1-800-259-9231, you can be a part of that. What are you pointing at?
I'm pointing at the screen of my computer.
I don't know why.
I'm wondering whether or not we're done with the Bush thing.
We're not done with the Bush thing.
Okay.
He's got more to say. All right. He says that Bush talked about extending freedom at home. He wants to extend freedom at home. Boy, that's a welcome respite to what we've been having for the last
thing,
4 years.
I'd love to have some freedom at home.
Wait, is he resigning?
He wants to build what he has dubbed, quote, an ownership society where people, not government, have more control and say over their lives. Man, why didn't I vote for this guy? That sounds wonderful. Has he done that in the last 4 years? Let's see. Signed every single bill that's come in front of his desk. No, don't think that qualifies as an ownership society. That qualifies as big government. It qualifies as big government control over your life.
Has he even used line item veto at all?
Not to my knowledge.
Wow.
I don't know. I can't say on that one, but from everything that we've heard, signs every bill that comes across his desk. As you put it, Manwich, he's sign crazy.
He's a sign crazy guy.
Sign happy.
My pen's nuts.
I just can't hold back. So,
I think that's how he practices spelling his name.
That's pretty good.
So he wants people, not government, to have more control and say over their lives. That's the philosophy driving Bush's desire, again, this is an AP article, to let workers put more of their Social Security earnings in private retirement accounts, a second-term goal that has powerful opponents on Capitol Hill. It's nothing more than a joke. It's still government-controlled Social Security. All right, so they're going to let you put X amount or X percentage into a private account. Approved by the government, of course.
I like the idea of it better than most, but I think that it may have gotten shot down. It may not.
It's a joke. It's a huge joke.
I'd rather have that than regular Social Security, quite honestly.
I'd rather have an abolishment. If he really wanted to give people more control versus government, he would propose the abolition of Social Security.
I don't see how
he
you're going to get
not
that.
Not a
ever.
Small government individual. He wants big, controlling government. We want to talk to you at 1-800-259-9231. We're going to go to John next, and your calls as well. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie, and it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum, and then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor, and you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away, chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control, bring us anything. Here in the remaining moments of hour number two, but there's still an hour number three. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Scott.
And Manwich. Anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget you can also get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the updates section. You just go, sign up. It's real quick, like 2 minutes. Take you 2 minutes to sign up, maybe. And from that point on, whenever there's news about the show, you know, whenever we knock Michael Savage off of another radio station, we'll let you know. Or we'll let you know when there's a new Shriner on the website or whatever. Anything about the show that you need to know will come straight to your email box and you'll be the first. You'll be the first to know. In fact, sometimes I tell our listeners things before you, Manwich.
I know it's true. Yeah. So I find out.
1-800-259.
I know for a fact that there's at least one Shriner listening right now who has not validated. I just want to say that as someone who used to be a co-host on this show,
uh-huh.
She needs to validate. She needs to take a picture of herself with a damn sign.
That's a good point.
And be like, Free Talk Live rules.
Yeah, she probably should support Free Talk Live in its new venture of validating its Shriners.
Be like, I like good. Scott.
And I know that also Lindsay's another one who, you're not naming the one, but the Lindsay is another one who could easily validate. 1-800-259-9231. She has said recently on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com that she will be. So again, more validated Shriners coming down the pipe. 1-800-259-9231. About to wrap up this Bush thing. He says, we will widen the ownership of homes and businesses, retirement savings and health insurance, preparing our people for the challenges of life in a free society. There he is again, pounding it home. We're a free society. Oh, yeah, you're right. We do have a call. Thanks for the reminder. John in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, John.
Hello, John. You're on with Ian, Manwich, and Scott.
Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The thing that ticks me off about these one-worlders like George Bush, when they bring up the founders, they go that the founders, in his speech, I quote, when our founders declared a new order of the ages, they're just throwing the new world order garbage in our face.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they're doing. His dad did it 235 times. And it's just disgusting. And people need to wake up.
Well, whether or not there really is a new world order, I'm not too convinced of that. The one thing that I know for sure is people definitely need to wake up with the fact that the government is controlling, tyrannical, despotic, and it is not pro-freedom, and we need to get back to freedom. I mean, you would agree with that, right, John?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Back to the Constitution.
Yeah, I think it's one thing. I think trying to convince people of the whole new world order thing is really just a waste of breath. Let's just show them the evidence that government is too big, too oppressive, and too intrusive, and let's make it smaller again.
George Bush already did that for us. Though they mentioned the New World Order. So, I mean, it's one of those things.
I understand that, but I'm just telling you, John, if you're trying to convince somebody that you need to make government smaller, telling them about the New World Order is a waste of time. Well, because it just sounds paranoid.
Come on, man. He was throwing up those Illuminati gang signs.
Oh, yeah. We saw the pictures. John, what do you think of that?
A little more like the college hook'em thing to me, but...
Yeah, well, the paranoiacs think that that's a big deal. I don't know what to say. Well,
I'm actually with John on that. So.
Right, there you go. All right, John, any final words? Anything else on your mind?
None.
Hey, dude,
whatsoever. Thanks,
I appreciate
guys.
You being out there. Is this your first night listening? You've been listening for a while.
Just started, actually, tonight.
Really? First, yep. a virgin. Well, we're popping your cherry on the air.
I don't know if he probably appreciates being referred to like that.
Well, now he's no longer a virgin, so now he's just...
Hey, it's freedom of speech, guys. I got no problem with
hey,
it.
Hey, John, log on. Hey, you got internet access, obviously. You're listening online, so log on at freetalklive.com and join our bulletin board system, okay?
Alrighty.
All right, dude. Hey, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time.
Alrighty. I just wonder how it feels to have his virginity taken by us.
I don't know. He can't answer that question.
No, drop it.
800-259-9231. Hey, we're back for hour number three coming next, and we're done with this Bush thing. It's sickening to me. We're going to go somewhere else, and you can take control of the show and tell us where to go. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
If you're talking...